Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
War of the Roses, catching cheaters one at a time, and it starts now.
This is where I always remind you that you can hear old episodes of War of the Roses and also Dirty Work Wednesdays and stuff online at z104.com if you feel like it. All right, let's welcome Haley to the show. Hello, Haley.
Hello.
So normally when we do this, we're putting someone's boyfriend to the test, or maybe even their husband, but this involves your ex, correct?
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. And what is his name?
His name is Chris.
Okay. And now this breakup is still pretty fresh, right?
Yeah. We only broke up 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And before you broke up, how long were you guys in a relationship?
Close to 2 years.
Okay, so let's get to why you broke up, because that's a big part of why we're doing this. So why did you break up?
Okay, so we broke up because Chris said we needed to take a break and spend, you know, a little time by ourselves. We could appreciate what we have. Like, we were fighting a lot over, you know, stupid stuff. And he said if we went on a break, we'd miss each other more and it would make us, you know, better when we got back together.
Okay, which, to be honest, sounds like actual sound advice. But you don't believe any of that.
No, I don't think that's why he wanted to break us up.
Okay, what do you think is going on?
I think he's either interested in someone else or somebody's interested in him and he didn't want me to find out.
Okay, so you think there's somebody else, maybe he didn't want to cheat on you, so he suggests this breakup, and then while you're on a break, he can go and find out what's behind door number two.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so this should be a good way to find out. If there's somebody else, you'll definitely know after this is over. So what we're going to do is we'll call up Chris. We'll offer him a dozen roses that he can send to anyone he wants. You're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right, time for the two questions we ask every War of the Roses participant. Question one, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yes.
All right, and question two, how certain are you that when we offer him these free roses, he's going to choose you to send them to and not somebody else?
No, I am totally not sure at all, really, okay. To be honest. I mean, I'm hoping he doesn't pick anybody in general.
Anybody at all, sure. Yeah, maybe he says something like, it's not a good time for me, or just give them to my mom, or something like that.
Yeah, that would actually make me feel a lot better.
Okay, well, let's find out.
Dialing at random.
Hello.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Chris Lynn, please.
This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. My name's Ashley. I'm calling from a brand new floral delivery service called floraldesigns.com. How are you today?
Good. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So the reason I'm calling is to ask you how often you think you order flowers.
Hardly ever. In fact, I just went through a breakup, so probably not very frequently.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, listen. Let me hook you up with some free stuff, so maybe it'll make you feel a little better. We developed a new app that lets you order flowers for someone by skipping the flower shop and no longer paying for expensive online delivery fees. Plus, you can do the whole thing right from your phone. And because I feel so bad for you, here's what we can do. I can let you try it out one time only for absolutely free. Is there anybody you know who'd like to receive some beautiful roses from you? And it's not going to cost you anything.
So totally free?
Yes, I promise. I mean, my job is just to get people to use our service. And then maybe the next time you need to order flowers, you'll download our app and use us again. Does that sound good?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So like I said, it's totally free, so we're not going to take any credit card information from you or anything. But the only thing I do need from you is the name of the person that you'd like us to send these roses to.
Okay. Let's send them to Melissa.
Okay, and is that your ex-girlfriend?
Well, no. I'm hoping that'll be my new girlfriend or something.
Really, Christopher? You f***ing dumped me for Melissa? That is what you thought? We needed time to ourselves? So you gotta go after a girl who wants nothing to do with you? Absolutely nothing to do with you?
Oh, snap!
Hello?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Hey, Chris?
Yeah, this is Chris.
Hey, listen, this is not really a flower company. You may have figured this out. This is the Z Morning Zoo. And right now, you're on a segment we do on our show called War of the Roses. That was Haley you heard talking just now. She asked us to put you to the test, and she's actually been listening the whole time.
Yeah, good. Just so you know, Mel doesn't like you in any way like that. Not at all. We already had this discussion. She already told me about your little conversation you had at New Year's, your little what-if scenario that you guys talked about. And she told me everything. She's not interested. I mean, you didn't know that, did you?
Oh, well, maybe there's something she hasn't told you since then because we've slept together like 3 times.
You are such liar. You're totally a liar. We talked about this and you told me there's no way she would ever go for a guy like you.
Oh, well, she did. So I don't know what to tell you.
Fine. I'll discuss this with her. And if you're telling the truth, then she's getting her ass kicked in your neck.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.